opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Brian White from Ubley, and I'm an accounting major at SVSU. It's a great campus, you know, great professors, great classes, and it's been a great experience so far. My accounting classes have been great so far. I really enjoyed my professors, and I did well in both classes. I really enjoy the small class sizes. You get more one-on-one attention with the teachers, and the fact that it's close to home makes it great for me because I have a job back home. I am living on campus. It's been pretty cool. They give you a lot of opportunities to get involved, and there you also meet just a lot of new people. It's a very friendly atmosphere. It's great knowing you have friends wherever you turn.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe...
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
An absolute thriller here on WLAW Sports. Final score, Marlette 63, Harbor Beach 60. We saw the score grow all the way out to 12, all the way down to 0, and back to 3 as a final score. When we return, we'll break down how exactly we got here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
For over 8 decades, America's farmers have counted on the Little Red Tractor from Case IH, the Farm All, to help them make short work of their demanding chores. Well, TNT Equipment in Sandusky can show you they aren't just for farms anymore. With horsepower ranging from 30 to 105, plus an army of attachments, they can tackle every chore on your to-do list. From hauling and mowing to loading and towing and then some. See TNT Equipment to find a Farm All that's right for you. TNT is located just west of Sandusky on M46. Be ready with Case IH.
Hi, Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Have you sat in or driven a new Ram truck lately? Well, if you haven't, you owe it to yourself to come in today. You'll be glad you did. At Moore Motor Sales, we have a huge selection of 2014 Ram trucks, which happened to be Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, 2 years running. Here's a guy who has sold more trucks than there are fish in Lake Huron, Scott Provost of Sandusky. Scott, tell us about the 2014 Ram truck advantage.
2014 Ram trucks have better fuel economy, an incredible ride for driver and passenger, better towing capacity, the best interior, and a half-ton truck with a diesel engine in it. You heard right. 2014 Ram trucks have better towing capacity and the best interior. Whether you need a new truck or you just want a new truck, come see me, Scott Provost, and let us show you the new Ram truck advantage.
At Moore Motor Sales in Carroll during the 2014 Ram Truck Month.
You can't see it, you can't hear it, but you sure can feel it. It's the warm comfort Kohler's Propane provides your home. And by being a local business in our community, you can trust the comfort in knowing you will get excellent service, low pricing, and you're helping a local business in our community. That's why when most customers make the switch to Kohler's Propane, they stay with Kohler's Propane. Kohler's provide various programs to suit your budget, from prepay plans in the summer to monthly budget plans all year long. Call today, and you too can find the benefits thousands of other Thumb area residents already know. Make the switch to Kohler Comfort. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. Yeah, he saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burnt down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dented fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up now.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bedax, the Power Agency in Kaysville, Coughlin Insurance in Kaysville or Seaboyne, Bailey Insurance in Pigeon, the Harbor Beach Agency in Harbor Beach, Halber Insurance in Harbor Beach or Port Hope, and Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick, here's Keith Barnett and Brandon Marley.
Hey boss, it's going to be a great year. It's Graff's 100th year anniversary. How are we going to kick it off?
We have the largest selection of trucks in the thumb. Let's have a truck sale.
And we have the best prices too. In fact, the deals have just gotten better with President's Day savings.
Got a lot of trucks.
We got a lot of trucks.
We're the premier truck dealer of the thumb. The best prices, the best selection, and the best trucks. Chevy trucks. It's no wonder we sell more trucks than anyone else in the thumb.
Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
We want to be your dealer.
Final score from Marlette, 63-60. The Red Raiders take home the victory. We knew coming in it was going to be a great game. That's exactly what we saw.
Came down to the last shot. This was a crowd pleaser, that's for sure.
It's one of those that you never seem to forget when you broadcast. This is our third season. I can definitely say we won't forget this one.
Hey, another shout out to the officiating today.
That's very well done.
Really, very well done.
As far as the leading scorers for Marlette goes, obviously the name that you heard all night, number 5, Brad Schaub, the 6'5" senior. Yeah, he had 38 points tonight. Not too bad. As far as other scoring for Marlette, number 0, Andrew Storm had 11. Matt Klein had 8, and he's number 55. And then Ian Reagan threw in 4, and Connor Thomas had 2. For free throws for Marlette, they were 4-for-8 for 50% of the night. John, what do you have for shot chart there?
For Marlette, they shot well. For the entire night, they had 26 buckets out of 55 shots. That's 47%. That's just phenomenal. They did a nice job tonight.
As far as Harbor Beach goes for scoring, they were led by their senior and 5'10" senior, number 20, Eli Kraft. He had 30 points. 26 of those came in the first three quarters. Then we had Josh Shelke with 8 points, Jacob Butterfield with 6, Austin Seltz with 7 points, and he made those count. 5 of those came in the fourth quarter, including the 3 to bring them within 3 points.
They were feeding off the adrenaline that Eli Kraft basically was leading this team. It was really a phenomenal effort of bodies diving after loose balls all over the place. It was a never give up kind of attitude, never say die. That showed a lot of character out of the Pirate Ball Club.
And Colin Cook had 4 points and Cody Seaman with 5. Harbor Beach shot 8-for-15 from the free throw line for 53% on the night. Unfortunately, though, they were 1-for-5 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Obviously a very tough place to play. Every single game in here is very close, especially for Harbor Beach. What do they shoot as far as from the floor?
Well, just another point, too, is that a couple of the misses in the free throw line were one-on-ones, and those are almost like missing 4 points instead of just the 2. Anyways, the Pirates had 22 field goals tonight out of 69 shots. They shot 32%, which on the road is pretty good, but tonight it just fell short.
Ryan Brown, you were on the sidelines for this one. What were your general thoughts from both sidelines? You saw Marlette firing on all cylinders. You saw Harbor Beach fighting back from adversity. They easily could have given up. What were your thoughts from this one?
Well, it was an outstanding game. You know, it's exactly what we all thought would happen. It'd be right down the wire. Being on both sidelines, both teams, all players whether they're role players or stars, were extremely into the game. The energy was outstanding. Both teams played very, very well. Unfortunately, you know, for